I'm having one of those weeks where I'm absolutely hauling myself through to payday. Or one of those months, I should say.
Yeah, I'm having one of them years.
Struggling. Yeah. And of course, on this vulnerable month of mine, Beyonce goes and bloody announces a collab with Levi's.
Oh no.
Sure, I only buy a pair of jeans. Now I'm going to have to buy four more. Beck's safe.
Four more.
My obsession with Beyonce runs so deep that I've probably bought like 90% of any product she's ever endorsed or been collaborating on.
But I don't understand. She doesn't need your money.
Oh, but that's not why. I just want
it. She's not giving it to dig out Beyonce.
No, but I kind of get you. It is a bit of that. Like, I want to support my girl. Like, I'll always give her a like. Do you know, I'll always give her a
like. Even if it has the most liked photos of all time, I'll still like it.
So sometimes I'll go back and be like, oh my God, I didn't like that one. I'm so sorry.
But seriously, she might notice and she might be like, Ashton didn't like that one.
Exactly. If I ever go to meet her, she might be just, you know, she might scan. So I have like all sorts of Beyonce different merch things, perfumes and fucking athleisure wear and jewellery and handbags and stuff from all down the years.
You don't sound very enthused. Is some of it shite?
No, but I suppose it's just collecting in a shelf in my home wardrobe,
I suppose. Okay.
Not really being used anymore. But I did buy into another Beyonce product just last week, and I was telling you that I was going to do this, and this is her new shampoo brand.
Oh yes.
Sacred, it's called. And I bought it online and I got it delivered.
It was like $30 or something, was it?
For each bowl, yeah.
All right, okay.
So I bought more than just a shampoo. I also bought a conditioner, so you can do the maths on that. And I got it delivered to my boyfriend's parents' house in America because it was cheaper delivery to there, and I'm going there tomorrow.
Now we're thinking about the cost.
Yeah, now it makes sense. But in order to choose which product I wanted to buy, they had this like hair quiz. So it was like it took me about 10 minutes. And it was mad. I was testing the porosity of my hair by taking out a strand of hair, putting it in a glass of water and seeing if it would float or sink.
Stop it.
I was using a string to measure the circumference of my ponytail to see if I had thick or fine hair.
Oh my God, you've joined a cult by accident.
Yeah. I did this quiz for about 10 minutes, right? And then it shows me all the products that I should buy. And they immediately go into my cart. I go into the cart and the cart is like $200.
Stop.
I'm like, oh, Beyonce, relax, honestly. So I take away the like oils and all that, and I'm left with like this moisturizing shampoo and the moisturizing conditioner. And I make my purchase and all the rest. And Beyonce throws in a special gift as well.
Does she?
For yes. $70.
Just a little sample of something that I would like to try.
Right.
And I go back then after I've bought it and I check the product list. Sure, she only has two different types of shampoo. I've done this quiz to get the perfect shampoo for my hair. There's only two different ones. This is such a scam. Anyway, it got delivered yesterday to my boyfriend's parents' house and he's there now. And FedEx delivered it and sent me a photo of it. And it was literally fecked on the floor in the garage. And they were like, delivered.
Yeah.
I was like, it's like under the wheels of their like massive truck. They could roll over that. Shampoo spurting everywhere. Disaster.
I actually am so shook that you pulled out a piece of your hair and put it in water for a Beyonce hair quiz.
Girl, I've done a lot worse for Beyonce.
Wow, that's crazy.
Alex opened the parcel yesterday, which I was actually horrified by. For a start.
Because you opening it?
Yeah. And I was like, what's the packaging like? Oh my God, is it a lovely Beyonce box? And he was like, no, it's just two bottles wrapped in bubble wrap.
Stop it.
What the hell?
Oh my God.
I'm like, what are these jeans going to be made of? These Levi's. Yeah. Cardboard. Safe, Beyonce.
Blue Ivy's hair.
What kind of test you need to do for the bloody jeans? That's
yeah. Take your leg off.
I'm scared.
Put it in water.
I'm so scared for you. 6, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm just trying to think. Like, jeans are complicated.
I really hope to do an elaborate test.
17-hour quiz.
Yeah.
Send it off to be corrected by some expert.
They've only one pair.
You're on spin. Charged. Chapel Road and Hot to go on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
I was just telling you there that I bought Beyonce's new shampoo brand and I had to do this elaborate quiz in order to find out what product I should buy. I had to pull out a strand of my hair and see if it floated in water. I had to get a string and measure the circumference of my ponytail.
Did it float in water?
Mid porosity, that's okay. Me. Yeah, good to know.
What does porosity even mean?
I think it's like, I don't know, the density of your hair.
Oh,
like
I thought it meant
like
you were poor.
But like porous, no, something like porous.
Okay, P-O-U-R.
Like is my hair a sponge?
Okay. Mel was on.
Can I just say, Aisling has the most bizarre stories I have ever heard in my life. The girl never ceases to amaze me on her bizarreness.
Honestly, Mel, try working with her.
Mel, I just...
It's a fucking nightmare.
I actually don't understand how this happened.
You never check the porosity of your hair?
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.